Charlie Kirk to Breitbart after Trump assassination attempt, God is not done with America. By Nick Gilbertson on September 11, 2025. Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, who was tragically assassinated on Wednesday, told Breitbart News that God is not done with America after Donald Trump was nearly assassinated in Butler, Pennsylvania, last year. Kirk sat down with Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee last year, just days after alleged would-be assassin Thomas Matthew Crook's bullet narrowly missed Trump's head and hit Trump's ear instead on live television. Kirk, donning a shirt with Trump's iconic and defiant fist pump after being shot, recalled he was at his gym when he saw the attempt unfold on television. "It was a really strange day. I usually turn my phone off on Saturdays. I honor the Shabbat and I'm not Jewish, but I think it's important that we Christians do. And yet I have my phone on because I was trying to help make J.D. Vance the Vice President of the United States, so had some calls to make. Let's just put it that way," Kirk, grinning ear to ear, told Boyle. "So my phone was on, and Erica, my wife, was like, 'Yeah, I think God wants you to have your phone on today.' I was like, 'Okay, sure.' So we went down to our complex has this big gym, and I had my daughter in my arms, and I just, like, turned to the television screen because I saw Trump take the stage. Okay, whatever, and then, you know, 10 minutes, I just turned on the screen, and all of a sudden, like, there's a bunch of agents around Trump." At first, Kirk thought it was a false alarm, but blood running down Trump's face sparked concern within him. "My initial reaction was, 'Oh, this is like 2016. Remember when all the agents came around Trump? And it was a false alarm in the crowd. I was like, okay, this is just like a false alarm thing. I was like, wait a second, like he has blood on him. And so I'm walking across, it was like a movie, walking across this gym to the screen, and I get right up to it. And there is bloody Donald Trump defiantly putting his fist up," Kirk recalled. "Immediately, I have my phone, and I go in the chat and I said, 'Guys, something is wrong, very wrong. I was like, I think he got shot.' And that was my immediate reaction and people are like, 'Charlie, why is your phone on? It's Saturday, you know, usually it's, you know, Shabbat, or, like, whatever,' and I was like, 'No, no, something is very, very wrong.' And within minutes, people at the rally were like, 'Shots fired, shots fired.' And we were one of the first accounts to actually tweet it out," he continued. "And there were pictures like, instantaneously coming out of the rally, and, I mean, praise God that he was okay. My reaction after that was like, I hope there's not a bullet wound he doesn't know about. Because sometimes you get shot and your adrenaline is pumping. And all of a sudden you realize you have a wound in your stomach or your leg. It was a JFK moment, and it was only by the grace of God that 2 inches and he tilted his head, boom, boom, 2 bullets go right by him." When Boyle said he believes that divine providence was the lone explanation for why Trump survived, Kirk agreed. "It's the only explanation. God is not done with Donald Trump. More importantly, God is not done with America. God is not done with this great country. He has a plan. We're going to find out what that plan actually is. I think it goes through Donald Trump, and God is sovereign over all. And even if you don't believe that God does not have a plan for Donald Trump, but imagine what the country would have looked like if Donald Trump would have died that way. Maybe God has a plan for not having a second American Civil War." Kirk was inside the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee when Trump made his triumphant entrance on the first night of the RNC and recalled the moment was larger than life. "It's hard to put into words exactly," Kirk said. "When I saw Donald Trump, and then I saw him overlook the crowd, I speculate that he was happy to be alive, and he was just soaking it all in. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not dead, I'm full of life." So you have a man who's full of gratitude and then conviction. Because he's like, I still have life and I've got stuff to do. And that's what's so amazing is that God spared his life and here he is in front of him about to accept the nomination to go save the Republic. This is a man with ultimate purpose. And I felt when he was entering that this was the closest thing to like a Roman general or a Roman consul. Or someone from the medieval era of a king that went to battle and survived. Because you understand that modern political leaders are so removed from the suffering of war, and that's a new phenomenon," Kirk added. "In the past, kings and queens would go into the battlefield. and they would either witness or participate in the combat. We have not had anything like this since Ronald Reagan got shot early in his administration, 40 years ago. And then it's a test of a man's character, or one's character immediately. And not only did he pass the test, we see who Donald Trump actually is.